This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, 7:14 now. Sun's coming up, which is good because, you know, would have been up last week by this point. But what are you going to do? Just get over daylight saving time, I guess. Weather, let's talk about that. Beautiful spring day today, all through the week, except for Saturday when you got the St. Patrick's Day parades kicking off and then maybe a chance for showers in the afternoon. It could be severe, but they'll watch it and let you know. Then Sunday and from then on looks pretty good. Mike Cooper joins us now. Coop, president of St. Tammany Parish. How you doing, Mike?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing great this early morning.
You guys got St. Patrick's Day out the way last week, didn't you? Or are there more activities in St. Tammany Parish?
Well, let's see. On Saturday there was St. Patrick's Day, the 50th anniversary St. Patrick's Day in Old Town Slidell.
Shia LaBeouf was there.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I don't know how he found his way to St. Tammany Parish in Slidell. But we were happy to host him.
There you go. And what? Well, you got some more celebrations? I didn't mean to catch you off the guard here.
Yeah, Marty Paws was on Sunday as well. Mm-hmm. that's the Pooch Parade in downtown Covington. This coming weekend, this Saturday, is Crew de Pooch on the Mandeville Lakefront, another puppy dog parade. And just lots going on these upcoming weekends, and we certainly hope the weather holds out for us.
Let's talk about what's coming up on a ballot for St. Tammany Parish, Mike.
Okay, so a major issue for us here in St. Tammany is funding our major infrastructure projects and our criminal justice system, our public safety agencies. And we've heard our citizens say long enough that we pay enough in taxes, we want you to live within our means. So we're asking our citizens to rededicate an existing 2-cent sales tax, rededicate the use of, and extend the term for another 25 years so that we can provide long-term infrastructure improvements through bond issues and also fund our critical needs in our criminal justice system. We have an obligation to do so, and we do not have sustainable funding for that. So this is a win-win situation in which we can utilize existing sales taxes to fund more services.
Mike, when you talk about rededicating and people expecting you to, you know, live within your means, and I understand that, but I also understand that the population of St. Tammany Parish has exploded and that inflation has affected all of us. So is that, although this is not a new tax, this is just a renewal, correct?
Yes, it will be a renewal of an existing 2-cent sales tax that's paid by those who shop in the unincorporated areas of St. Tammany. Not only our own citizens, but those like you and your friends who come to St. Tammany Parish and buy gas, buy tickets to events, eat in our restaurants, and do so many things here in St. Tammany. So the tax burden is shifted to those who actually shop in St. Tammany, not those who just live here. So it's an existing 2 cent sales tax. And as our parish grows, there are more demands. There are more demands on our parish, on our services. So as we continue to increase the sales tax revenue, we also have increased demands. So this is a plan that has been vetted by our bonding professionals, our financial advisors, and is supported by all 14 parish council members, the parish president, the district attorney, our judges, Sheriff Randy Smith, and it's a unified effort to support this so that we need not ask for additional taxes, but live within the 2 cent sales tax that we're collecting now.
You talk about critical needs in a criminal justice system. What are you talking about there, Mike, specifically?
Well, we have obligations through state law to fund certain aspects of the district attorney's office, the judges, and our justice center. We own the justice center in downtown Covington, and we have obligations to maintain that. So we do not have a sustainable revenue to do so. We have a general fund that's funded by our property taxes, but in order to properly fund the district attorney's office, the judges, maintain our justice center, and support our requirements for the sheriff, we've got to have a sustainable revenue, and this will provide us to do so. The general fund does not adequately provide the needs for these offices.
Let me take a break because I'm a little bit confused. I thought that they had tried to raise money for the criminal justice system before, and is this...
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
It's a way to renew something that's already there and then fund the criminal justice system that way. We'll talk about that when we come back. I hate to say workaround because it implies, or it could be pejorative and implies that something is amiss, and nothing's amiss. You're just trying to fund the criminal justice system is what you're trying to do. Mike Cooper is our guest, president of St. Tammany Parish. If you got any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. That's the Oakland Art Jeweler Talk and Text Line. Traffic now, WWL. All right, 7:24 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Coop, Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish, about a thing that's going to be on a ballot March 29th that would rededicate sales tax paid. The people who get to vote on this are an unincorporated St. Tammany Parish. Correct me if I'm wrong, Cooper. And the only people that would pay it are people that buy things in unincorporated St. Tammany Parish. Accurate?
That's correct.
Okay.
When the sales tax district was established back in 1986, it was formed for the purpose of funding infrastructure projects in the unincorporated areas of St. Tammany, because the municipalities have their own taxes to provide their own funds to provide their own projects within their jurisdictions.
I'm looking at a story here by Bob Warren from NOLA.com. I quote you as saying it's not like the first four attempts, saying that when voters are hearing from the DA, from the judges, I think that lends credibility. Let's talk about the previous attempts to fund the criminal justice system. And let me read this text, Mike, and you can weigh in on this as well, all right? It says, the courthouse looks lovely, very well maintained, and I see no shortage of police officers on the streets. When people hear, let's take money from roads and infrastructure and give it to criminal justice, that sounds like let the roads crumble and build more jails. Sometimes what you see is not necessarily the truth, and when you assume, we all know what happens. So talk about all of that, if you would, please.
Okay, that's a lot, yeah. but it's a valid concern if you do not know all of the facts. This does not fund police officers or the sheriff's department, the patrol on the streets. The Justice Center does, may look nice from the outside, but we have needs to maintain the equipment, the chillers, the all of the units, the security here in the Justice Center. The needs are here, and it's a different alliteration of the previous sales tax or the previous sales tax request to increase or ask for an additional tax, whereas this is utilizing an existing tax. And by extending the term for another 25 years, it was extended back in 2006 from the original, or 2005 from the original 25-year proposition. So by extending it, it will allow us to bond out impactful long-term infrastructure projects, new east-west corridors, widening some of the local roads that are beyond their capacity at this time. So it's while we're providing for the criminal justice system, which is critical, we're also adding capacity to build new roads, improve the infrastructure that we have, replace bridges with bond issues. And we already have a list of possible projects for the first $50 million bond issue.
Mike, can you hang on one second? Because I see here that Colin Sims is on hold, and he wants to join us to talk about simplifying all of this, because I think everybody's on the same page on this, right, Mike?
Yes, we are. Yes,
with that, we welcome in Colin Sims. Hey, Colin, how you doing?
Good morning.
Great. How you doing this morning?
I'm all right, sir. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
No, President Cooper did an unbelievable job. We've gotten some good feedback from some homeowners association groups, and getting the feedback, it's kind of simplifying it like this. St. Tammany has a restructuring problem with taxes, and you have all these taxes, these dedicated funds that were passed at a moment in time in a vacuum. And with our growth, these fund balances and these funds have increased. The roads, bridges, and drainage tax is one that has tripled over 10 years. And you're talking about rededicating up to 17% of it, not to exceed 17%, so that the money can be used for its traditional purposes. All we're talking about doing is having sustainable funding to maintain the status quo. If this doesn't happen, like President Cooper said, there's not a renewal, there's not a ongoing, regular, reoccurring source of money to maintain what we have today. Not looking for more money, not looking to increase the DA's budgets, not looking to increase the judges' budgets, but you're talking about potential 55% cuts to our current level of funding if this doesn't happen.
Let me sum it up this way, gentlemen, and you can tell me if I'm right or not. It seems to me if you put a tax on a ballot that goes to infinity, then you're the devil, but yet, when the tax rolls off or is set to roll off, if you try to get it renewed, even though the needs are the same or have increased, then you're the devil as well. Is that pretty accurate?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
What's that? No, but yeah, you understand what I'm saying, Colin. It's
yeah,
like
we should not have we should not have an obligation, a moral obligation, not just a legal obligation, to fund our criminal justice system, our public safety agencies. That's a continuous need, and we need sustainable funding for that. And it should not be something that rolls off and has the vote of the people every 10 years, 20 years to see if we want to keep our community safe.
Hard to have it
and
both ways.
Community, we want to keep it this way.
Gentlemen, y'all have a good day. Maybe you can come back again maybe the week before the election or something, and we'll talk about it again, all right?
We will. Thank you so much.
You bet. Seems like it's very important to St. Tammany Parish, and I'd like to, and we have a lot of people that listen there, so I'd like to direct some attention to it. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Clancy Dubose about the mayoral election, how that's shaping up in New Orleans right now. Time for WWL First News.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.